and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. Good morning. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. This is the podcast where you will be educated when it comes to digital marketing, everything digital. And if you are having trouble with your digital results, this is a place where you can actually start implementing some of the stuff that we suggest and take it to your place of business and start seeing a result. That's what we're all about here. Today, I have a great topic for you. I have a topic that it's near and dear to my heart because I have spent years and years and years trying to get it working properly for me. And it's, since it's an ever-changing world when it comes to the digital marketing world, it's always evolving. So I probably will have this topic on more than once or twice throughout a given year because of what I just said. So the topic is I'm going to give you three ways to enhance your website's performance. That's very important because the website is the cornerstone of your business. If you are looking to get business coming in, you know, without having to worry about referrals, without having to worry about, word of mouth, et cetera, et cetera, you gotta optimize your website to its nth degree. And like I said earlier, these are difficult things to do sometimes on a consistent basis because it's always changing. That's part of the things that I love about online marketing because it's always changing. And I don't know, I guess I'm a quirky guy. I get bored easily, I guess. But before we get started with today's content, I hope everyone is doing okay. Hope everybody is rocking and rolling. But before we get started with the content, I have to do some housekeeping, as we always do on the show. I want to remind you guys that if there's any topic that you want us to cover here, please give us a call at 888-416-7752. Or you can simply send us an email at info@lbmsllc.com. That's info@lbmsllc.com. Or if you want to be a guest on our show, if there's something that you want to promote, there's a particular topic you want to talk about, maybe there's a new brand or something that you think can enhance your business and other people's businesses, feel free to give me a call. Again, 888-416-7752, or send us an email at info@lbmsllc.com. Also, if you are a podcast junkie like me, you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, I can tell you that starting a podcast was one of the best decisions that I have made. However, it can be a little bit overwhelming if you don't know how to get started. So that's where Buzzsprout comes in. Buzzsprout is by far the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. In fact, they have already helped over 100,000 people successfully launch and promote their podcast. Buzzsprout will ensure that your podcast is distributed to every major podcasting platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, just to name a few. The best part is you'll always receive a great looking podcast website with awesome audio players, and you can easily embed into your own website. You're going to get detailed analytics so that you can track where people are listening and tools to help you easily promote your show. To start your own podcast and receive a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes. This will help Buzzsprout know that we sent you and help support the show. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a podcast. All righty then. All right, so now to today's content. This is something that's going to be very important as we continue going on the rest of 2020. It's always important to optimize. It's always important to analyze data. And it's always important to move forward. So I'm going to give you three ways to enhance your website's performance. I'm going to do things a little bit differently. In the past, I've always, strategically just blurted out each one and then give you some content. I'm going to blurt out each one now and then go back and tell you specifically what I mean. So the three ways are SEO changes, design and visual, and plugins. Those are three ways that you can enhance your website performance. So let me dive into a little bit more detail so you know what I'm talking about. When it comes to SEO changes, when you build a website, your primary objective is simply to give your brand, your business, and your products a space in the internet, you know, to breathe. That's it. From there, you may feel like, you know, that the job is over, right? That's what a lot of times people feel that. See, it's time to market your website through digital adverts and other forms of marketing. But you would be wrong. You see, the website should always be changed. It's like I said in the beginning, it's not a set and forget. It always needs to be changed. And you have to alter and tinker with it every single few months. It really depends on how competitive your area of operation is, your niche, or just your area. But you want to keep altering these things because you want to boost productivity. See, one of the key ways in which you can alter a website, you know, to make it more effective is through aligning the SEO standards that the algorithms belonging to the search engines like Google use. And you got to dive a little into the actual algorithm to do that. You have to understand the changes. Like I said, it's a forever changing world. So you have to understand what the change is and then adjust your website accordingly. So what I mean by this is that this means that the enabling crawlers to map their way through your website and ensuring that you're optimizing every single page. So for those of you who don't know, crawlers the search engines use to see if there's new content. And it actually goes out, it's every 14 days, within 14 days, put it that way. It doesn't happen every 14 days. It's within a, it is never going to be more than a 14 day gap. So that means every now and then there'll be maybe a 10 day gap, you know, or it'll probably maybe just a 13 day gap, but you will never experience a plus 14 day gap between a crawler changing. So, you have to understand that these things change quite frequently. I can remember the last time we had a change. I mean, they usually name it things like Panda and all these kind of crazy stuff. And I don't want to get too technical on this call. I feel like I've already have. But I just want to point out the importance of having SEO changes, if that makes sense. So you got to adhere to the SEO standards within the algorithms, like I said. And I actually invite you to work with an SEO specialist with this, obviously. I don't want you guys doing this, but work with an SEO specialist and that can help you do this, because it's not just because it's difficult doesn't mean you don't do it. Okay, so what I, you know, just to recap, when it comes to SEO changes, you have to adhere to the algorithm change. Google always puts out some sort of algorithm change. There's an algorithm report. If you go to, there's a thing called Google Alerts. If you subscribe to Google Alerts via Google Alerts, it's a little hard to describe via this, without me showing you, but in Google Alerts, they're going to have some Google standards, some Google reports, and it will help you find any algorithm change and where would it affect your particular website. Again, this is a lot easier if you just work with an SEO specialist to help you do that. So the number two way of enhancing your website performance is you want to design and visual. Here's what I mean. In the modern world of the internet, websites and completely unrecognizable they're completely unrecognizable from what they were, like, just, you know, I'm going to say a decade ago, well, maybe even two decades ago, but let's stick with a decade ago, you know, because they are different. See, once those clunky and pixelated and, you know, the web is now, a home to some of the slickest and most modern looking designs in the world now. It's like before, like I said, it was a lot pixelated before. Now, and it's just, that was just 10 years ago, just a decade ago. Well, it was still around a decade ago. It was worse 2 decades ago, but it was pixelated. Those days are gone. It's now like really slick, really, really optimized. So it's really enhanced now. So what you should be looking for is the professionalism and, you know, maintaining the practicality of your website. See, if you're able to do that, you should embellish your site, or, you know, to look very attractive in the designs. You don't want to skimp any longer with the designs, is what I'm trying to say with this. Visual is very important now. It's more important now than it was a few years ago. So there was a study made by TechCrunch. I'm not sure if you guys understand this. It's a really cool reference. They do a lot of research on technology. They do a lot of research on marketing, digital marketing, really. Not marketing, just digital marketing. And so they did a study that they did the study, I want to say 7 years ago, where it was, you know, how important was aesthetics and visual and design to the visitor in terms, and they compared it to conversions. 7 years ago, now this is an astonishing thing. Seven short years ago, I think it was. I'm looking for the data. I'm looking at my notes here, but it was something to the effect of 21% of visitors to a website said that it bothered them if the website was not aesthetically pleasing, which is what we're talking about here. It says design and visual, but it's aesthetically pleasing. I'm just trying to change up the words so that way, you know, we can get down and dirty and discuss this. So think about it. 21%. That's pretty high. It was very important for them, aesthetically pleasing websites. According to TechCrunch, that was 7 years ago. So according to TechCrunch, now just 2 years ago, so in 2018, the number was a whopping 32%. So it's increasing. So basically, by just changing, another thing I read was by in that same article, by just changing your aesthetics, if you're in the digital marketing game, this is strictly for the people in the digital marketing game. If you're marketing your business on the internet, okay, by changing the aesthetics, you can increase your conversion rate by 9%. Now, a lot of people say, well, Frank, all this work for just a 9% increase? Here's the deal. The gap is kind of widening. Now, they didn't do that study in 7 years ago, but they did it in 2018. So it's interesting. The gap seems to be widening. So I would say 9% is pretty big, because I would venture, that was 2018. I would venture to say that this year, you know, and I was looking around prior to broadcasting this episode, but I couldn't find anything, so I just decided to talk to you guys about it. But it was not, it's still, in my opinion, is probably higher. I would say it's somewhere around 11, maybe 12% at this point, you know, which is still, I mean, it's, design and visual is important, put it that way. You want your website aesthetically pleasing. Why? Because as the technology improves, there are a lot better designers now. Some of these plug-and-play websites that GoDaddy has, some of them are pretty decent. I mean, it's bad for SEO and it's bad for other things because, you know, you don't want your website looking like everybody else's. But other than that, it's pretty visually pleasing. So you don't want a junky looking website. Just put it that way. Okay. Number three, last but not least, plugins. For those of you who don't know who plugins are, see, plugins, back I used to be a programmer. And back in the day, you used to have to write a routine for everything. So if you wanted something to print, you had to write a routine for it. If you wanted something that displayed a certain figure, you had to write a routine for it. Now, it's all done through plugins. So these are pre-written routines that you just plug in, and there you go. So it's kind of like prefabbed houses. So put it that way. I'm just trying to put it in perspective so you understand what a plugin is. See, it's important that your website can use plugins. First of all, you don't want to get one of these websites that is kind of antiquated, so that you got to move forward. You know, you want to be able to add or subtract or change over time. So things with plugins, you also, just as a side note, plugins, you also have to update from time to time, because sometimes they kind of conflict with other websites, with other plugins, especially when you upgrade it. sometimes they can conflict. So you want to keep that always in mind. So enabling your back end of your website. I mean, I'm a big proponent of WordPress. That's a back end. There are others out there like Shopify, etc., etc. I'm a huge WordPress person. So enabling your back end to take all of these plugins and turn your website effectively while they're being installed and perfected is one of the key challenges for your web designers, okay? See, in the modern era, this is how people are doing it. And back to what I was saying, the plugins have to be updated or pretty often in order for it to use. In order for it to keep your website effective. So this is a key element of your website, and it powers the site. And it's only as complete as the last payment option. It's if you don't have this element set up properly, basically, folks, your plugins, your website's not going to perform pleasing. So if you think about it, here's how this is laid out. The three ways is your SEO changes. You got to make sure that you are up to date with your SEO changes. Don't think that it's a set and forget thing. Number two, you have to make sure that it's visually pleasing, aesthetically pleasing. There's a lot of competition out there with a lot of great websites looking. So, like I said, look at the TechCrunch thing. People said, hey, if the website looks a little bit messed up, they may take your competitor. So to keep that in mind. Number three is plugins, which is basically the maintenance piece. Keep your website up to date with the latest and greatest plugins. Make sure that they don't conflict with one another. Again, these are topics that I know probably is over a lot of my audience's head. Excuse me as I take a sip of water. But it's essential that it's done. I'm telling you this because this is going to bring you more clicks. This is going to bring you more inquiries. It's going to bring you more engagement on your website. Engagement equals more sales, period. By doing this. So that's why I wanted to bring forth to you this morning. I hope you guys got a lot of value out of it. It's something that's very important for the websites. It's very important for the digital world and for your website technically. So don't forget it. SEO changes, constant designing, visuals, and plugins. Got to keep up to date with those plugins. Again, as I said before, none of these things you should be doing. I say you hire a webmaster. The webmaster should have an SEO background. Of course, he's got some designing and he knows how to update the plugins. So that is all for this week's episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. I will be back next week with another topic. I hope you, I don't like to get this technical. And so this is a rare topic for me. This is a rare episode for me. I don't like to get this technical because I know had I really drove down deep into the technical stuff of what you need to do with the SEO, with the design and the plugins, you guys wouldn't have gotten it. So I was struggling a little bit with this episode because I was wondering, should I deliver it? Should I not deliver it? I'm hoping you guys got out of it. If there are any questions, please reach out. You know how to reach out to us. info@lbmsllc.com. So with that, I am going to bid farewell to this episode. Remember, if you want to be a guest on our show, you know how to do that. 888-416-7752. Do not forget that, because I would love to put you on the show so that we can folks listening to industry experts or experts in your field or what have you, and have suggestions of how to help small businesses, because that's what we're about here. So with that, you guys have a great rest of your day. Take care and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.